don't make that decision on your own. The Triple Threat is here to help you out with some damn straight advice. Damn! Brought to you by the pros at Precision Golf Academy. Visit PrecisionGolfAcademy.com. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
And before we get to damn straight advice, a reminder, every Thursday, probably not tomorrow since it's Thanksgiving and the guys on Mad Radio are not in. But once that's done, every Thursday, Lance McCullers, 8:20 a.m. on Mad Radio. He's brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame. Trailer Wheel and Frame, your number one source for all your trailer and towing needs is Trailer Wheel and Frame. 713-572-4610. If you want to text in anything you need advice on, especially with Thanksgiving here, the DWIattorney.com text page is open. Sean Pendergast, Clint Sterner, and of course, Stam Straight Advice. So we welcome in Dr. Laura. For this segment, she is officially a doctor. Dr. Laura Reynolds. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm doing well.
Are you excited?
You can't beat today. I mean, there's nobody here wearing yoga pants and just wandering around doing nothing and getting paid.
It's a pretty good time today.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about this before the show, and I know, like, there's certain days where people, I'm going to take that day off. You know, that's a normal time of year to vacation. I think you and I kind of share the same philosophy. I kind of like the days when everybody's gone.
Dude, I've got tequila in my office.
Okay.
What kind?
Come on.
What kind is it? Come on.
I like the classic tequila.
I'm a connoisseur of fine tequila now.
1800.
Oh, you got to do better than that. Come on.
It was a gift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a gift. I'm never going to turn down liquor.
Well, no, I'm with you. I'm going to one-up somebody, though. I don't know who got that gift for you, but I'm going to one-up them.
There you go.
Do we tell him who got the gift?
I hope it wasn't Sean.
No, it was Ted.
Oh, Ted got it for you?
Ted, God, come on, man. You got to come stronger than that, Teddy.
Especially if you're going to get called Teddy Bear all the time. You got to do better. Man, I don't know if you guys saw this. Maybe this is a good lead into family angst during Thanksgiving. I don't know if you guys saw this. Aaron Rodgers sent out a video trying to help raise funds for the wildfires, for families that were displaced by the wildfires in California. He's from California, Northern California, Chico. Whatever the next town over is, just the town's like burned to the ground. Like everybody's out of their homes, things like that. So he tweets out a video where he's trying to raise money. He donated $1 million of his own money. It's almost like a Hurricane Harvey situation, but with fire instead of rain like it was here. Aaron Rodgers' brother is Jordan Rodgers. He was on The Bachelor one season. He's on the SEC Network.
Yeah, I worked in a little bit.
You did?
Yep.
He retweeted it and he said, please donate, spread awareness and send love. But when your own mom is home alone during the fires, car packed, ready to evacuate, and you miss the fundamental first step of compassion, calling your parents to make sure they are safe. Basically calling out Aaron Rodgers for not checking in on his family. And if I'm not mistaken, Aaron has had a falling out with his family. Goes back to his Olivia Munn relationship, I think.
Yeah, it's been a very troubled relationship with them all, I believe. I don't know Jordan. I worked with him on set a couple times. Yeah. We talked ball. We chopped up a little ball, but we didn't talk about
the
family.
You didn't go 45-degree angle on family stuff?
I didn't dig into family or the Bachelor stuff, man. That ain't none of my business, you know what I mean? So I let him do his thing.
You're just like Kermit sipping that tea in that meeting.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, how petty is that? I mean, how petty is that, man?
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing, and I know this ain't my deal, but I can't stand grown-ass men that are petty.
Yeah.
I guess I can't, like, I mean, take away the fact that it's his family.
Right, right. That would be a punch-in-the-face situation, right, Laura? Clint didn't know that story. Laura ain't afraid to throw hands.
You don't strike me as the one that would knuckle sandwich.
I grabbed my sister by the throat at Thanksgiving and punched her in the face.
Fair enough.
I tried to drag her out of the car window.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
I mean, I don't mean to bring it up again, but as long as we brought up these siblings in the Rodgers family, wow. I'm Clint with you sitting there.
You brought that up because you knew I would understand.
So, Laura, what is your solution to this Jordan Rodgers and
Punch him in the face.
There you go.
Right.
That's
the manly thing to do, right? Or the womanly thing to do, right? I
felt lots better afterwards.
I can respect the choking. And pulling out of the car by the hair or something. The retweet with the kidney punch. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Cat fight. All right.
Oh, here's one for you.
Okay.
It says, moving to the country next summer, going to be living near my mother-in-law. I had to kick her out of the delivery room when our first daughter was born because she was making my wife a nervous wreck. Do I have to have the boundaries talk with her this weekend or not do it on the holiday?
Well, the move's not till next summer, so I wouldn't bring it up. This is my opinion. I wouldn't bring it up on Thanksgiving weekend because then if it does turn into something, then every year when Thanksgiving rolls around, you and your wife and your family, they're going to think of that. That year that Thanksgiving got ruined because it turned into a big deal. If it's next summer, you can do it next week.
Not no, but hell no.
Yeah.
That when she's got you, the last thing you want to do is address the situation as serious as that. When the mother or the mother-in-law has an audience that she has.
Oh yeah. To, witnesses.
You know,
dramatize
in front of. Yeah, yeah. No. Bad idea, Splitty. You got to take a different approach with that. I would suggest going through the wife and convincing
exactly.
her that there's an issue,
that's
and then y'all do it together, my man.
Well, that's what I was about to say, is that the guy shouldn't be doing it because it's her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So if it comes from him, she's going to resent him. She's going to make it miserable for him. You know, it's always going to be his fault that, you know, she couldn't be with her daughter.
Yeah.
You know, so it really needs to come from the wife. Yep. So man up, woman.
Yeah. You
know.
There you go. Look at that. Laura Reynolds issuing the challenge for the woman to man up.
There you go. Don't mess with me.
That's it. We know. Damn straight advice. Born and raised. You can text in, by the way, 713-572-4610. Damn straight advice. Born and raised in Houston, but have lived in Austin for the past 9 years. Haven't been back in about a year, but coming into town for Thanksgiving and the Texans game. What new restaurants and bars should I check out? Coming with my 15-month-old daughter, so any places it would be good for toddlers would be cool, too. All right, well, so I kind of eliminate some of the bars
yeah.
I was going to give you.
That eliminates me being able to relate to that question.
Yeah. Yeah. Restaurants is a really broad kind of thing. I always like Italian or pizza. Like I'm a big Pizza Lavino. The guy Matt who runs Pizza Lavino has been a big part of our show this season on Fridays. I'm a big Star Pizza fan as well. Those are my pizza places that I like. Petronella's is my Italian place that I like.
Good Company Cantina is really
those
really
the,
good.
Any of the good companies over there on Kirby are very very solid.
I hit up Federal. I think it's a bar and grill, or Federal is the name of it's all we call it, and it is a really cool restaurant with a bar setting as well. That's kind of my lane. I try to stay in that lane
there. Yeah,
yeah. And the food was phenomenal, so it was a good. That's a good spot to, and I'm sure it's kid friendly at least, you know, before 10 or 11 at night. I'm
I
sure
like
it is.
Punks over here in the Village too. It's like a southern kind of. They brought food up here before. They make like their fried chicken and their biscuits are incredible, and it's like. You know, it's not like driving through at a takeout fried chicken place. They're serious about
it's
it. They
the
bring it
deal.
Out on like a big metal tray, a bunch of pieces of it with
Isn't
biscuits
that beautiful?
And everything.
You know, you're in the South when there's gourmet
Love
chicken,
it.
Fried chicken, and biscuits
it.
And grass. Beautiful, man.
Yep.
Okay, here's one. My mom's in memory care, and my dad is in assisted living and is really overweight and has given up his walker. It's really hard to move them around. Should I try to have them over to our house or bring the family to their place to visit?
Again, to me. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I feel like you want to make Thanksgiving as conflict-free as possible, as easy as possible. You know, like if...
Well, all you have to do, though, is you can hire an ambulance service for the day. And I had a friend who did that
really?
With her mom. Yeah. You hire... And it was like 40... I want to say it was $40 each way. So she paid $80 for them to bring her mom to her house for Thanksgiving. And then they came back, you know, 4 or 5 hours later and picked her back up and took her back to the hospice.
Like a medical Uber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, don't you think like it has to be? I mean, I've been in a similar situation, and it almost has to be. They have to be ready and willing. Like, obviously, they may not be able to physically get up and walk, but they mentally have to be ready and willing to make it a good situation, right? A comfortable situation for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Because the last thing you want to do is get them over there and be a disaster and be pissed off at everybody and cussing everybody on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the dad has to be wanting
yeah,
to do
the,
it.
The parents. I mean, whoever you're gonna physically assist in getting to the location.
So maybe they don't want to go to your house.
Right, yeah. Obviously, he don't want to go nowhere. He done said, I'm done. But... yeah, man, it's got to be a good situation. But I say go for it. I mean, you don't know how many Thanksgivings you're going to have. You're going to get with them, so I say go for it.
We're getting some people texting and now making recommendations for our friend who wants to possibly bring his kid to some of the places. It says most breweries and brew pubs are kid-friendly nowadays. 15 months old, you got to be real cognizant of just how much gas is left in the tank with the 15-month-old. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Before
yeah.
they get... Before they pitch a fit over
yes.
being out someplace for Fun Bar and Edo, great for kids too. Eighth Wonder. Yeah, Eighth Wonder's in a pretty cool kind of part of town over there, over in Edo.
A correction right here, though, Sean. I have a babysitter. The bars and restaurants are for me and the wife,
okay.
And we'll do stuff with the baby during the day.
Fair enough.
Okay. My man's got this figured out.
Yeah.
You don't need our advice.
I'd say, hey, take her to federal, man. I'm not real familiar with the city because I hadn't been around long enough since I've been legal. But you cannot go wrong with federal. Whether you're going for dinner and then drinks, or you're just stopping through to have a drink before you go somewhere else for dinner, really, really cool spot.
If you're going out, I like to be in a part of town where you can bounce around a little bit without having to get Ubers or get in the car. And the two places that the two like kind of little chunks of town that Amy and I go to pretty frequently, where we don't have to do, you know, you can go one place and eat and then get out and walk to a couple other bars, is in Edo. They have a lot of new places down there, a lot of good places to eat and drink down that way. And then over on White Oak, where there's, you know, BB's is there, and they've got Christian's Tailgate. They've got a couple kind of nice smaller restaurants there. There's a little Woodrow's there. You can park the car there and take an Uber there, and there's like seven or eight places that you can go. And when you get tired of one place, you just leave and you go somewhere else. If that's what you're looking to do, just go out and drink and watch games and eat and whatever. I mean, that's most of what there is to do nightlife-wise in Houston.
Yeah,
it's pretty much centered around eating, drinking, and watching football.
I just had my girl's birthday was last week, and when I left town, of course, a bunch of her and a bunch of her buddies went out, and they did the Washington Avenue thing after Federal. So I know Washington Ave's got a couple of cool spots.
Yeah,
got a bunch
Washington
of cool
is
spots.
Good, too. Yeah, Washington Ave is good as well. A little crowded sometimes, but it's good.
Ready for another?
Sure.
I accidentally got drunk last time I was with my family. And I'll be with them over Thanksgiving. If I get looks while having a beer, what's the best way to handle it?
Wow.
Well, they already know you're a drunk.
I mean, what are you going to do? Stop drinking?
That would be uncomfortable.
A lot of these questions we get, Clint and Laura, you know this, is a lot of these we get, it would be good if the person were in studio with us so we could ask a follow-up question. Because, yeah, I accidentally got drunk.
Yeah.
You know, like you tripped and fell face first into a vat of alcohol.
Oh, no.
Accidentally ingested six shots of tequila. What happened? I accidentally got drunk. I would need to know, like, did you make a complete embarrassment out of yourself? Like, if all you did was get drunk, then you don't need to apologize for having a beer at Thanksgiving. If you got so drunk that you offended everybody and it turned into a big ordeal, then, you know, you may need to at least acknowledge that you're opening that beer.
Well, I think you just go with the flow and have a few beers and prove to everybody without saying anything. You prove to everybody that that was a one-time deal and I can't have a few beers and go home and not be the jackass at the party. I mean, it's just like I talked to a bunch of my buddies that are former athletes that screw up, and I've screwed up myself, obviously. But I think it's important to get back in on the radio and talk about it and get it past you. You know, and people will see a different you versus right now. All they know, Podna, is that drunk sucker from last year.
Well, but as long as you didn't offend anybody, what if you made a lighthearted joke about it? Like, oh, don't worry, I'm not going to do last year. And then you have a beer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'll work. But ultimately, you're not buying yourself another ticket to be a drunkard again. You got to prove to me that you can have a few pops and a few shots and be good.
Oh, you guys ever?
He followed up.
He did. Okay.
Yeah, he says nothing embarrassing, just the fact that I was drunk.
I don't think you need to apologize for being drunk at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you got to apologize for being drunk at Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the only way to make it through family gathering.
You got that right.
I mean, come on.
Okay, gluttony. I feel like gluttony is something that we're celebrating at Thanksgiving.
Well, yeah.
Hey, come hang out with the Sterners this year, baby. We'll get you a koozie.
Have you guys ever gotten rip roaring wasted at a holiday gathering of any sort?
No, I'm a pretty level drunk.
I am too. We, you know, with Amy's family, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving, Easter, sometimes we always have wine. You know,
sure.
And we're always drinking wine with dinner. One year, I think it was for Christmas, and they're probably going to be embarrassed that I'm bringing this up on the air, but I'll deal with the fallout. We just started drinking one year, and for whatever reason, we got talking about shots or something like that. And so, next thing you know, I forget who walked over to the liquor cabinet and said, hey, let's do a shot here at the dinner table at Christmas in the middle of the day. And next thing you knew, we had like multiple bottles out. We were all bombed at the dinner table. Like, it was the most bizarre thing. We had never done it. We hadn't done that ever before. We've never done it since. We laugh about it every year at Christmas. Like, remember that one Christmas where just out of nowhere, we all just got hammered. We had fun. I mean, it was a good table of drunks. Like, there was no dirty laundry being aired or anything like that. But
well,
that's
what
the drunkest
fun is that? You know, the crazy thing is, like, with shots, because you go from 0 to 100, like, in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
The first time you stand up off your stool, you're like, whoa, all right, let's get loose with it.
Yes.
Let Bruce hit it. Oh, man. Yeah, it was shots are dangerous, boy.
Text message, double rods, then grab a beer. The fam will understand.
Jeez.
All right, here we go. Offered a relocation to Charlotte. Lateral move, modest raise, but the company is paying for my relocation. My wife and her kids and both of our families are here and recently had another 4+ months. I don't know what that means. Been on severance with the same company for 2+ years. Wow, you've been on severance for 2 years.
Wow.
It's a decent severance package.
Yeah, we don't have that.
I guess if the question is, should you take the relocation? Man, that's a lot of people to have ties to Houston to take a lateral move and a modest pay raise.
Yeah. I'm going to say you're going to regret it down the road because grandma's not seeing the kids. You know, you can't see Aunt Jane.
Wife and her kids. So it sounds like they're not his kids also, which I don't know if that means that that he's a stepfather, and now I don't know if there's a father involved with her kids.
Maybe
what if you're taking
thing.
Them away? Yeah. I don't know if there's a legal issue. At the very least, if there is an ex-husband here who's involved in the kids' lives, it's at the very least a social emotional issue. I would just based on this 50 words in this text. I would say hang here in Houston. It's a good job market here.
I agree.
I've been to Charlotte a few times when I was at the network. Great city. Really, really cool place. But Houston is it, man. Stay
it
in
is.
The South.
It is.
It better be a significant pay raise. You better be running from a bad situation. If you're uprooting that many folks.
To the drunk guy that wants to have a beer around his family at Thanksgiving, tip the bottle to them and give them a smirk for being judgmental.
Here's one. Drunk, I cussed out my operations manager at the company holiday party.
Oh, I've never done that. I've never embarrassed myself at a company function that I can remember. Laura? Do you know?
Not that I know of, but you know what?
What?
I used to drink at our holiday parties.
Yeah.
And I never, ever got drunk, okay? But one time at one of the company parties, somebody accused me of, she was slosh. She was falling all over the place. You know, you were so drunk last night, Laura. And ever since then, now when I go to a company party, I don't drink.
Wow. That sucks.
Which does suck because I want to drink.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be around you guys any more than I have to be.
No,
so drinking helps out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
I feel like you
would be a fun, drunk, I feel like. And we've been deprived of that now.
I got tequila in my office. I told you earlier.
Okay. Well, let's make it happen here between now and 6 o'clock. Let's get that tequila out.
Teddy's 1800.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate that.
Send Ted a picture thanking him for the.
We don't have any bosses here.
1800. That's true.
What could happen?
That is true. All right. Laura, great job as always.
Thank you.
A damn straight advice. We do it every Wednesday at 2:40. Coming up next, an event coming up on Friday. It ain't football. It ain't basketball. But Clint Sterner did say he would pay $100 to watch it. We will hear a very contrived wager. And as a gambler, I was offended by this bit of audio that we're about to play. And also, after last night's college football rankings were released, is there a path for a group of five team to get to the college football playoff? We will see if UCF has a path now that they're in the top 10. We'll do that next. You're listening to the Triple Threat.